This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the House vote for Speaker of the House is now live. And McCarthy needs 218 to get the speakership role. I don't know if he's got it. I got to be honest. I don't know if he's got it. And I think that what Matt Gaetz has done is actually brilliant. I salute Matt Gaetz. I don't mind sabotaging the next 2 years with your tiny majority control of the House. I don't mind sabotaging Kevin McCarthy's speakership because, as Matt Gaetz actually said earlier today, we can maybe find the clip. We've obviously been focusing on the issue of the NFL player having the cardiac arrest and the questions of was it caused by the COVID vaccine. But Matt Gaetz basically said earlier today that what's the point of having a McCarthy speakership? It does nothing for us. It does nothing for the Republican Party. It does nothing to drain the swamp. It's completely pointless. I completely agree with him. I think it's political genius for Matt Gaetz to sabotage the Kevin McCarthy speakership. And even if that means sabotaging the next 2 years with your tiny majority control of the House, I still think it's brilliant. Because it makes no difference whether it's McCarthy or Pelosi to me. It's the uniparty. It's the establishment. It's the swamp. As Matt Gaetz put it, he said, why would you put the biggest alligator in charge of draining the swamp? Referring to McCarthy. So if Gaetz and Boebert and Donaldson and Desar or just like three or four others don't vote McCarthy, then he's not going to get the votes. And I think they've already decided they don't care. We'll sabotage it, come after us, attack us. We don't care. It doesn't make a damn bit of difference. Nothing good happens if Kevin McCarthy is the speaker. I mean, tell me, can you even answer any of these questions about McCarthy? What is Kevin McCarthy strong on? What are Kevin McCarthy's strong stances? What are Kevin McCarthy's conservative values? What has Kevin McCarthy ever said or done that is pro-America? What makes you feel confident that Kevin McCarthy would be a good Speaker of the House? Anything? Can you answer any of those questions? I can't. I don't know what makes him a strong conservative. I don't know what his values are. I don't know what he leads on. I don't know his big issues. He's an empty suit. So I don't mind it at all. Now, what'll be interesting is just how committed they are to the potential sabotage. Would somebody switch and vote for the Democrat? Maybe the Democrat is like, maybe some of the Democrats, I think it would actually be genius for the Democrats to actually have some of them flip and vote for McCarthy to try to put him over the top. I don't know if any of the Democrats have that sort of fortitude. There might be one, though. There might be one that has that fortitude. But no, I don't mind what Gaetz and Boebert are doing to sabotage McCarthy. I don't care if they sabotage these next 2 years of a tiny majority control, because I have no faith in Kevin McCarthy that he's going to do anything. And why would I? What has he shown me to this point to make me believe he's going to do anything? So we're going to be monitoring this. This vote is ongoing right now. And I didn't mean to distract from the names of the children that have died. These are confirmed deaths from the COVID-19 vaccine children. I didn't mean to distract from that. I will still come back and read this list of names. But since they launched the House vote, I felt it would at least be appropriate to come on here and let you know what's going on. So we'll be monitoring that. I think it's going to come right down to the wire. And we may have an idea of what we're looking at here before the end of the hour. So we'll continue to monitor that. But when I come back, these are the names of the children that are confirmed dead from a COVID-19 vaccine, like Ernesto Ramirez Jr. and so many others. And so they may not get the attention of an NFL athlete, but we'll give them the time of day right here.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top, but right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're monitoring the vote for Speaker of the House right now. I think this one could get interesting. I think it's going to come right down to the wire here. So we'll be monitoring that. But I understand, especially for people who are new to the awakening or have just taken the red pill or are new to the battle against tyranny. I mean, I can slice it, dice it, and present it in a thousand different ways. You know what I mean. I understand the desperation to wake people up. I understand the desperation for vindication. I get it. I've been there. But you still have to be smart. You still have to be measured. And you still have to try to bat 1,000. And you don't want to swing at balls in the dirt. And you don't want to swing at balls that are a foot over your head. Because it just makes the whole thing look bad. And we don't have to do that. We can select what pitches we want to hit when it's the pitch we want. So I don't need vindication from the hit last night that caused the cardiac arrest. I don't need vindication. Whether or not Hamlin had a COVID-19 vaccine, I may not ever know. I may not ever know the truth about that. Could his cardiac event been made worse from a COVID-19 vaccine? Absolutely, but I don't know. What I do know is that there are confirmed deaths from the COVID-19 vaccine. I don't need the football game for vindication or for a red pill moment. I read through an entire stack of news in the last hour of all the athletes, young and professional, that had heart problems post-COVID-19 vaccine. I mean, there's thousands of these cases confirmed. Here's some of the children. This is from Freedom for Maryland. Here's some of the children that have died post-vaccine. Some of them, it's 100% confirmed they died from the vaccine. Some of them were the test subjects for children with the COVID-19 vaccine that died too. Here's their list. Ernesto Ramirez Jr., Sean Hartman, Maddie DeGary, she was one of the test subjects. Louis Traub, Lindsay Nicole House, Jam Padilla, Kat Parker, Christine Asher, Andrew Bridgen, Anna Koenig, Jeff Jackson, Shelley, Shan Safford, Kira Teehee, Brooke Jackson, Christopher J. Williams. So we know about Ernesto Ramirez Jr. I've met Ernesto himself. What a kind-hearted man who's had to suffer so much. Confirmed COVID-19 vaccine death. Sean Hartman, young hockey player in Canada, father still fighting for justice. Maddie DeGary volunteered as a test subject for the COVID-19 vaccine. So you see, these young people might not have been NFL football players, and so you never heard of them. But to their friends and to their families, they were heroes. To their friends and to their families, their lives meant everything. And so I don't have to ask about the football player because I already know that these innocent people died from the COVID-19 vaccine. And again, look, I didn't even want to believe it, okay, with these tweets from the former football player, Uche Nwaneri, because it doesn't make me feel good. Here this guy is on Twitter apparently celebrating the vaccines, say how great they are, say how bad you are if you won't take them, cursing people out, all kinds of insults. Doesn't make me feel good that this guy has a heart attack at 38, might have been caused by that vaccine he loves so much, might have been directly caused his death by the vaccine he promotes so much and wanted to mandate to me. Doesn't make me feel good. It makes me feel sick. I don't even want to believe it. And then the crew's like, you know that the whole account is up and there's like dozens of these things. And I'm just sitting here like, I don't want to believe it. I don't even want to care. Because it's not about that. I don't feel bad because this guy wanted to hurt me with a vaccine. I feel bad because he got hurt with the vaccine. He got tricked. Yeah, and then there's that from Rasmussen. Rasmussen poll shows that 1 in 4 Americans believe they know someone who died from the COVID vaccine. This story's not going to go away, though. I will tell you that. The NFL has a big problem on its hands today, and the NFL is going to have a reckoning moment, whether that's reevaluating the violence of the sport for what it is or reevaluating their vaccine stance from the past and potential mandates that may still exist. But do you really think they want to go down that path? I don't think they want to go down either one of those paths. They'll try to find a way to thread the needle like a Tom Brady pass, but I don't see how they avoid this. And the poor young man is still on life support, and it just at this point feels like it's a matter of time, folks. You know, if there's anything that you see positive out of this, you've never seen the sports media promoting prayer and God before recently. You see all the players on the field getting down on their knees praying to God. It's what we all need. But there you go. Oh, I didn't even cover this one. This one just broke. Last week, 17-year-old Gillette basketball player dies unexpectedly on Monday. 17-year-old basketball player dies unexpectedly. And then they published this in the Wall Street Journal today. Like, oh, who knew? Are vaccines fueling new COVID variants? The virus appears to be evolving in ways that evade immunity. Duh. Talk about old news. Talk about old science. Everybody saw that coming, but I guess not unless they were tuned in right here, huh? But see, here's the dam breaking, folks. The dam is breaking on the vaccine injuries, and whether or not that ends up being the case with DeMar Hamlin, really, it is irrelevant. Because the dam's already broken, it's already out there as a narrative, people are already questioning it, whether that's the case or not is not going to matter. And you have people regretting taking their vaccines, like this tweet from a doctor, Natalia, who's now private, made her Twitter account private and deleted this tweet, I guess out of embarrassment. I will never regret the vaccine, even if it turns out I injected actual poison and have only days to live. Mm-hmm. Why would you say that? My heart was in the right place. I got vaccinated out of love while anti-vaxxers did everything out of hate. So that's a reverse reality. If I have to die because of my love for the world, then so be it. Oh, yeah, they love the world so much. That's why they wanted to vaccinate everybody and everything and every animal. But I will never regret or apologize for it. She's deleted the tweet. She's made her Twitter account private. Because, folks, this is the reckoning. Even the people that promoted the vaccine and told you how great it was, they know the gig is up. The gig is up. And you've got tens of thousands of doctors, maybe even hundreds of thousands of doctors at this point, who are calling for the vaccines to be taken off the shelves and stop being injected into people's bodies. And this situation's not going away. They thought they could intimidate us. They thought they could threaten us. They thought they could intimidate and threaten doctors and physicians and scientists and data analytics, and they're not giving up. And if Kamala Harris is so supportive of the vaccine effectiveness, she's supposedly had three. Why is she making everybody who takes a photo with her take a COVID test if the vaccines work so well? Because they all know they don't work, folks. They all know they lied to you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We've been saying we haven't seen anything like this for almost 2 years now, because we've been watching professional athletes, college athletes, soccer players collapse on the field, have cardiac arrest on the field, sometimes die from the cardiac events, and that has never been seen before in sports. I worked in sports media before I came down here to do politics, and I'm telling you, it never happened before. I mean, you'd have a couple stories, of course, with thousands of professional athletes, of maybe one or two a year having a cardiac event. Now you're talking about hundreds every year. And so this video here is video number two in a last I saw a three-part series. I don't know if it's been updated. We took the three videos, will maybe air some of the third one later coming up, but if you want these videos, if you want to share these videos, because obviously what happened with the NFL player last night has spurred the conversation, so if you want them to see other videos of this going on post-COVID vaccine, we have the full compilation that we actually uploaded, it was about a year ago, to band.video, and it's on the War Room page. We uploaded it about a year ago, and I think that we're going to have the crew actually put together a new story and have it headlined at Infowars.com for today so that you can have this video to share as this debate is now getting into the focus because of the NFL player collapsing last night. So we will work on that and getting that available for you. But we're going to have the link again. We're going to have the link to the video compilation at band.video. And I think we'll have another story probably at Infowars.com as well. Do we have the title of that on the channel, guys? Do we know? Did we ever find that on the channel yet? So we're going to have that for you hopefully by the end of the show. If not, definitely on the War Room. We'll figure it out. But again, it's about 15, 20 minutes of video of all the different athletes, professionals, young, old, college, having the cardiac events post COVID-19 vaccine at such a rate we have never seen before. So I don't know the story from DeMar Hamlin last night, but I do know he's not the only one. And I do know that we have events where there was no football hit, there was no major blunt force trauma to the chest area causing a cardiac event where guys just collapse out of nowhere. So we'll get that resource for you by the end of the day so that you can share it. It's already been announced that Kevin McCarthy is not going to win this first round of votes. So that means there's probably going to be a standoff going on. And we'll see how long that goes on for. But of course, you've got Ronna McDaniel on Fox News right now, probably on there just campaigning for McCarthy and saying how bad anybody is that doesn't vote for McCarthy. You know, I'm not hearing her, so I have to be honest, I'm making that assumption. I just see her there on the screen. But we know about the mixed squishies that have led the Republican Party to nothing. We know about the mixed squishies of McConnell, McCarthy, and McDaniel, who have delivered us McNothing and will always deliver us McNothing. So this is going to be an interesting standoff, and the only person to me exhibiting any political brilliance so far has been Matt Gaetz. And I think Matt Gaetz's political brilliance is on display here, and I understand his logic of, I don't care if I sabotage Kevin McCarthy's speakership. I don't care if I sabotage these next 2 years with a small majority in the House, because it means nothing if we don't drain the swamp. It means nothing if we don't get justice for all the crimes that have been committed against Donald Trump and January 6th defendants. It means nothing if we can't investigate the Biden crime family. And if it's Kevin McCarthy as the speaker, none of that's going to happen. So what's the point? I think it's a move of political brilliance from Matt Gaetz, quite frankly. And let's see if anybody has the political wit or the political brilliance or the political blunt force to overcome what Matt Gaetz has done here today. Because Gaetz isn't going to flip. I don't think Boebert's going to flip. And I'm guessing there's 5 or 10 others that aren't going to flip no matter what. So what's going to happen now? So is Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, Ron McDaniel, are they going to start making calls to Democrats asking for their votes? Are Democrats going to throw their votes to McCarthy just to scuttle the Republicans in a weird way, knowing that McCarthy is going to be better than what the next person might be? These are the questions I ask. Now, coming up is attorney Thomas Renz, and we're going to be discussing, obviously, what he knows about the vaccine side effects and last night as well. Now, ladies and gentlemen, again, two of the most popular effective supplements at InfoWarsStore.com are DNA Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I take DNA Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning. Both are on sale 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is selling out fast, and let me tell you why. You can go look at the label here, and you'll find out for yourself. You get over 100% your daily value of vitamin A, over 100% of your daily value in vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, and so much more. Not to mention 1,000 milligrams of glycine. It's even got the NAC in there, 50 milligrams of that. The coenzyme Q10. It's got some boron in there as well. You're probably not getting any boron. Most people are short boron, glycine. Not me, because I take Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning, 50% off, right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's selling out fast. So take advantage of that special. But not to mention the flagship supplement, DNA Force Plus. This is the elite supplement. This is the flagship supplement of InfoWars Store. And there's a reason why it's been around so long, and there's a reason why it's always been considered the elite supplement for telomere support. Other products have come on the market to try to compete, and they've fallen off the market because they were nowhere near the high quality, and they were much more expensive. DNA Force Plus, the highest quality in telomere support, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And as you know, it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps us on the air so that we can have great guest interviews like my next guest coming up shortly, Thomas Renz.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalists, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation. Big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com. And that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com, get great products, and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
That's Tom Renz. He joins us now. TomRenz.com is the website. Now, Tom, I understand, obviously, after last night's event at the football game with the player having the cardiac event on the field, I understand why people are, quite frankly, desperate for vindication here and desperate to use this as a moment of vindication and to hope that this can be a moment of awakening and truth and revelation about what's been done to us with the COVID-19 vaccine. I say, hold up, let's wait till we have all the information, and guess what? We don't need that. We've already got the vindication that we need. Whether or not last night's event was made worse because of a vaccine or not doesn't change the fact that we're already vindicated. We already have all the data. We already have all the information. But, Tom, I ask you, somebody who's been boots on the ground, in and out of courtrooms, in and out of hearings, analyzing all the data, do you feel that we're already vindicated? Or is the incident from last night's football game going to be something we need to push the ball over the top or across the goal line, if you will, in this vaccine debate? Tom Rentz.
Well, nice to see you. And yeah, I mean, we're long since vindicated. But that doesn't diminish the importance of what happened last night. I think last night's something that we've got to talk about. And it's not because... Yeah, when we talk about being vindicated, we've got to be very careful. This is not an I told you so moment, not in any way or shape or form. This is a tragedy with a human being who's suffering and may not survive. And it's truly, I mean, it's horrific. You know, I mean, I played football. I've been a lifelong athlete. I'm into sports. This is one of the most horrible things I've seen. The thing about it is, we aren't pushing, I think it needs to be pushed, and I think it needs to be talked about, but not because I told you so. It needs to be pushed because there are still millions of people who are getting boosted, who are getting lied to, and who just don't know this. They're still unaware of the fact that they've been manipulated and defrauded. And this should facilitate a national conversation about what they're covering up, what they're hiding, not about I told you so, but about what are they hiding and why are there people who still haven't heard the truth.
Well, at any time, whether it's an injury like we've seen in the past with the Ryan Shazier, where a guy we hope can even walk again, you know, obviously that tugs at your emotional heartstrings. That's something where you have questions, which are like, wow, I as a football player now, boy, this is something I think about. This is something I worry about. Well, not everybody plays football, but like you said, millions of people have gotten these vaccines. Millions more may still yet get them in the future because we're still not getting the truth about them. So, yeah, when I see these players and I see them with tears in their eyes looking at their fellow player out there on the field collapsed with no signs of life, you know, some of them are probably asking questions, whether it's, man, just me playing this sport, is it potentially lethal? Is there a vaccine in my body that could make a hit like this potentially worse for me? And these are honest questions that we're not even really getting a fair discussion on. The media doesn't want to go there, and we know why. It's the same why, Tom, because they promoted the vaccines. They told us they were safe and effective. They took money to promote the vaccines. And if this whole thing goes down as one of the biggest crimes against humanity, they're all going to be culpable here.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, Owen. I think one of the things, so, you know, when I watch this, and I've watched the replay, the first thing I want to talk about is this hit, right? So I think it's worth breaking this down. Right there. Okay, so that guy got hit in the upper right-hand section of his chest, kind of in his shoulder. And you see he popped right back up. And the impact after the hit, it looked like it was more of a head hit than anything. When I first saw that and I saw him go back down, I was like, Did he get, you know, knocked a little loopy and just fell over? What happened there? But then you see that when he fell, he didn't brace himself. He just went down. That's either, to me, as someone who's taken a lot of hits, and here you go, lefties, you can use this as your joke, a lot of hits to the head, even. That's not a normal reaction, right? Either you were knocked semi-unconscious and then collapsed, but then you don't lay there forever, or there's something else going on. They did CPR. CPR is cardiopulmonary resuscitation. The reason you do CPR is because there's a cardiopulmonary issue, right? This wasn't a broken bone or anything, and we've since found out it is a cardiac arrest. Well, a cardiac arrest is very consistent in light of the fact that we've got all this information about myocarditis, pericarditis. And, you know, the thing about this that's really interesting to me is you don't have to be a doctor to know that this is something that we're hearing about over and over again. You don't have to have it. You know, I've seen McCullough's statement. I've talked to a bunch of doctor friends that I work with. You know, the odds are that what happened was is this guy probably had myo or pericarditis or something along those lines. It was exacerbated by, you know, playing an intense athletic game. And, you know, whether the hit contributed or not, I don't know. But, you know, something triggered that cardiac arrest. That is what probably happened. Now, you know, why is there any hesitation about releasing his vaccine status? You know, you say that there's things that we don't know, and you're right about that. But my question is, why don't we know it? You would think that given the concerns that people have about vaccines, and given the fact that this is going viral all over on Twitter and everywhere else, you would think that they would immediately say, oh, no, this guy's not vaccinated if he's not. Except for they didn't, because he was. The Bills have been very outspoken about trying to push every one of their players to be jabbed. Cole Beasley, anybody? This guy was almost certainly jabbed. I'll wait for confirmation. But I want to know why they haven't released confirmation that he wasn't, if that's the case. Because if he wasn't jabbed, you and I both know the first thing that would have been everywhere in the news was not this Comito whatever diagnosis that literally happens to less than 20 people a year and almost never to anyone over 20 years old. No, what they would have done is they would have led, well, but he's not vaccinated. They didn't say that because the fact of the matter is he probably was vaccinated. He probably was boosted. And they don't want that association. You don't hide things unless you have something to hide.
Well, my only response would be they're doing this out of the player's interest. They're doing this out of his own privacy interest. And maybe if the mother said, well, go ahead and release a public statement, who's probably still with him in the hospital, maybe they would release such a statement. Because I agree, you'd think they'd want to put the whole debate to bed by saying he wasn't vaccinated anyway. But they also understand when other athletes have come out against the vaccine, they've received extreme backlash. And so maybe they're trying to protect a player who's fighting for his life right now from having the vaccine lovers out there saying, oh, my gosh, he didn't take the vaccine. Wow, he's such a terrible person. I mean, that'd be interesting to witness, I suppose. But maybe perhaps they're trying to avoid that from happening. But, you know, it's interesting because you just said this quickly. It normally this only happens in younger players. It's my understanding that that's the case because obviously they're not as built. They don't have the muscle mass. They don't have the bone mass. They don't have the professional protective equipment, especially if you're a young baseball player or lacrosse player. But there have been professional athletes that have had this happen to them before, like Chris Pronger. And the difference was within an hour, he was up and responsive and back to life, and we knew the situation. We're going to be looking at a situation now potentially. I mean, we're more than 12 hours later almost after this, and we still don't know what the situation is.
The reports I'm getting is that the situation is not good. We're waiting to hear what's going to happen. And obviously we pray for this guy. I pray for his family. I pray for everybody involved. The whole thing is horrendous, and it's just a sad, sad thing. You know, I absolutely outright reject the fact that they're I don't believe for a second, and Owen, I appreciate your perspective, and I understand as a journalist you got to be careful. I'm an advocate, so I'm gonna tell you what I think. I think that these guys are covering it up because there's something to cover up. They don't want this out there. I don't for a second believe that they care about the privacy of this guy. Did they care about his privacy when they were telling us that 100% of their players are vaxxed? Did they care about his privacy when they were throwing about Cole Beasley's privacy? Did they care about how about Aaron Rodgers? You know, Aaron Rodgers wasn't out there trying to be outspoken about his vaccine status.
These are absolutely fair points. We're having the discussion. Tom Renz is with us. We'll be right back. Short break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tom Renz, the first round of voting for the Speaker of the House has concluded, and Kevin McCarthy did not get the votes. In fact, Hakeem Jeffries had more votes than him, with the Republicans divided and the Democrats united. So that sets up for an interesting afternoon and evening. Boebert and Gates are still both hard no's, and I think they only need three Republicans not voting for McCarthy to keep him out of that seat. I think they've got probably it. I mean, with 203 right now, that means they got at least 15. So we'll continue to monitor this. Now, going back to attorney Tom Renz, TomRenz.com. How do you think the NFL handles this? Because whatever the story ends up being, there's going to be a major reckoning here. Like you said, you've played football before. You've been an athlete before. I've worked sidelines for NFL football games. It's a violent sport, folks. Even a routine hit is violent. But you now have one of two paths to walk down if you're the NFL now. And I think that maybe this is why supposedly they didn't want to cancel the game last night, because they knew if they did that, this is going to be the story instead of whatever the conclusion to that game was. And that's, you're either going to have to face the fact that you're talking about your sport being potentially fatal with what is considered a routine hit, or that, yes, the vaccine that you forced a lot of these players to get took a bad event and made it much, much worse. Neither of those two paths are good for the NFL. But, Tom, I don't see any other path available to them. Do you?
Well, they could actually try to be honest. I mean, well, just admit.
I'm sorry. That, I guess I didn't think that was in the realm of possibility.
Yeah. I know that seems like a shocker, right? I mean, who would do such a thing there? You know, the thing about it is, Owen, is that so I've done some behind the scenes work with a few people at the NFL, and we were looking at some different cases, and you know, none of it ended up going forward. But yeah, I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of different players and coaches, and what we found was that, you know, the NFL, the owners particularly, were dead set on pushing this. And this was coming from the head offices, right? The actual NFL itself and the owners. I have heard reports, and these are not something that I can prove, right? So these are reports, but I'm going to put this out there under the speculation category, that the NFL was sponsored by our government. You know, I mean, we know that Fauci was paying, you know, would we spend $1 billion to influence the media? Apparently, from what we're hearing, there was some money that went towards the NFL, the NBA, some of these other guys, to try and push these vaccines as well. They're working actively to recruit all the influencers, whether it's Hollywood, whether it's NFL, NBA. The scumbags in charge were actively working to recruit influential people to try and promote these death jabs. The NFL sold out. They sold their players out. You know, they treat these guys like meat. They don't care if they get hurt. They don't care what they do. As long as it's good for ratings and good for their pocketbooks, they don't care. I think the most important thing that we've got to look at is, what are the players going to do? Are they going to keep their heads buried in their own rears because, you know, they just want to get that next big contract? And is that next big contract worth your life? You know, I think that these negotiations, I think anybody coming in for negotiations ought to be talking to the NFL about what sort of money they're going to get if they're COVID injured or COVID vaccine injured. Because, you know, well, take a look here. Hopefully, if the players start speaking out, I mean, I don't know what else has to happen. You know, this couldn't be more clear what's going on here in my mind. And, you know, look at Watt. Look at Watt retiring because of heart issues.
Yeah.
You know, how many times do we got to see this? How about that guy who just died suddenly yesterday, who had said that anybody that's not vaxxed should be in jail? You know, listen.
Yeah, Uche Nwore, and I was actually going to ask you about him next. I mean, is this the type of situation with we're seeing some of his tweets where, you know, we heard about influencers, online influencers, your reports from the NFL. Is this the type of thing where are government agencies recruiting these people to be promoters of their pharmaceutical products?
Well, and again, I can't prove this, but we've got credible information that this has happened repeatedly. By credible, what that means is I've got people who work in the government who said that, yeah, this is happening. Now, they can't provide the paperwork, or where they have provided me evidence, I can't share it because it would, you know, burn my source, and I never, ever, ever do that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we know that these guys were doing everything they could to try and influence everybody on the planet to get this death shot. And, I'm so sad about what – like I said, it broke my heart when I watched this guy. Owen, you've been reporting the truth for as long as you've known it on this, right? And, you know, you and I, we've been on the front lines fighting to get truth out there. We're not fighting because it makes us popular. We're not fighting because of all the money we get for fighting. We're fighting because we're trying to get the truth out there. Well, after 3 years of fighting nonstop lies, when I saw this guy go down – and it's just another 24-year-old that I see go down. And by the way, on a daily basis, I can't tell you how many emails, messages, stories I get about people in the exact same situation. I got my jab and my son went down. My son is in his 20s. You know, I mean, this is constant. So when I see this, I mean, I got to be honest with you. I was furious. I was absolutely furious because these scumbags, these absolute trash scumbags in the NFL that treat these guys like meat. They treat them like property. Yeah, trade them, sell them, buy them, whatever. And then when there's a problem with them, they won't even stand behind them. I want to know what the NFL is going to do to fix this guy's vaccine injuries if he survives. I want to know what the NFL is going to do to support other players who may have been vaccine injured. Are they going to support Watt, who had to retire? What are they going to do across the board to deal with this See where that guy's head hit? It initially hit in the upper right hand part of his chest shoulder. He didn't hit square center in the chest where your heart is. It hit up in the shoulder and then slid towards his face. You know, this doesn't strike me as that one in a bazillion chance. This strikes me as looking like exactly what it was, which is likely a heart issue related to this jab that was exacerbated through strenuous activity and a hit. That's what the doctors that I've talked to seem to think. Of course, all of them are doing like you said. They're doctors. They're scientists. I'm an advocate. So they're kind of waiting to see, what they can get. But, you know, my concern is that they're going to whitewash it and try and hide it and try and cover it up. I mean, I can assure you there are teams working on that now.
Oh, as soon as the guy went down to the ground, the NFL went into damage control. We're both well aware of that. And I just don't know what they do because, again, like you were saying, I mean, this is like – I mean, folks, we're looking at a potential worst-case scenario here. I mean, this is a bad situation. The ambulance waited for his mom to get in with him before they went to the hospital. I mean, he's on life support. So this story's not going to go away. And and the NFL, you know, they can – well, here's what you said that was so interesting in the last minute there. This is going to be up to the players because – the reports were that the NFL said, and this is their standard policy. I've worked the games. I've worked injury games before. Their standard policy is, okay, take five, take 10, get yourself loose, get yourself warmed up, and you're going to finish this game. The NFL never postpones games. The NFL never cancels games. They can't the way the schedule works. No. So they don't. So for that game to be postponed last night, reportedly at the players' and the coaches' behest, that says a big story. And I think you've nailed it. Really, this is going to be up to what the players want to do, and whether it becomes an issue of player safety dealing with, okay, the equipment or the helmets or whatever, or it becomes an issue of player safety dealing with, hey, you made us get these vaccines, now look at us dropping like flies. If the players take this into their own hands, the NFL is going to have a real problem. And, you know, J.J. Watt's a league loyalist, but I don't think they're all going to be so loyal, Thomas.
No, well, they can't be. I mean, you know, their bodies are their livelihoods. And if you destroy their bodies with these gene therapy jabs, that's what do they do, right? What do they do? Where do they go from there? You know, that's their profession. That's their career. You've got a limited amount of time to make enough money to have a good life because, you know, you can only play that sport for so long. And, you know, they've destroyed it. You know, they're cutting that amount of time that you can play down dramatically by destroying their heart, destroying this, destroying that. And, you know, the league and the doctors who were lying to these players, they all knew they were lying. This was absolutely apparent. The kind of guys who are doctors in the NFL, those are quality guys. They know there's risks. There's no way these guys didn't know. So the players are going to have to take it upon themselves. You know, I mean, I'll just say right here and right now that if any of the players need it, you know, I'll do my best to connect them with real doctors who will actually tell them the truth about this.
Yeah, you know what? We're up against a break here, so let's reemphasize that on the other side of this short break. 5 minutes left with Tom Renz. Let's reemphasize what you were just saying, Tom. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.